Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celenti, and it's Friday, June 28th, 2024. And here are some of today's trends in the news. And I'm telling you, we're giving you the trends like no one else is. You have no idea. Every day, you know, we read through loads of stuff, and we subscribe to the Toilet Paper Record, the New York Times, and the Wall Street Journal. Lucky to get one article that's trendsworthy out of the New York Times. And only like two or three anymore from the Wall Street Journal. I used to love the Wall Street Journal way back when. Now it's just nothing more than
bullshit level DEFCON 5.
Yep. So onto the market. So they were down today, but had a good June. And if you want to know where the markets are going and why they're going to go where they go, you have to read the Trends Journal, because there's a great article in here in this week's by Gregory Mannarino. And he's been calling it, and he's nailing it. And oil prices, that is still around $86 a barrel for Brent crude. But the inflation numbers came out today, and the core personal consumption expenditure price increased just seasonally adjusted 0.1%. It was up 2.6 from a year ago. And that was on about what they were calling. Including food and energy, headline inflation was flat for the month. So you're looking at the prices of consumer spending increased 0.2%, weaker than the 0.3% forecast because the people don't have money to spend. And housing prices have continued to gone up. And if you look at some of the numbers, housing prices are up some 51% than before the COVID wars, going back to 2019. That's how much they've gone up. How much have wages gone up? How much has inflation gone up? Again, the numbers are nothing more than...
Oh, come on now. That ain't even bullshit. That's horseshit.
It's horseshit. The people are suffering terribly. The rich are getting richer, and everyone else is getting poorer. So when they lower interest rates, which they're going to do, you're going to see gold prices go up. They're around $3,322 an ounce now. Bitcoin's in the $60,000 range, and we still see it strong. And in the Trends Journal, we have the number where we see it going down to. If it goes below that, then it's going to go much lower. But we just don't see that at this point. And what else do we have here? Business activity suffers slowdown in the Eurozone. Oh, suffers slowdown, huh? Yep. The Purchasing Managers Index for the Eurozone fell to 50.8 in June from 52.2 in May. A reading above 50 is growth. So it's just flat. Beijing takes steps to help home buyers. Home sales by value fell 30.5% in the first 5 months of 2024. What Beijing is doing is nothing. It's not going to solve the problem. It's only going to get much worse. As I said, they overbuilt it when the Chinese economy boomed, when slimeball Bill Clinton brought him into the World Trade Organization. And with all booms, there's a bust. But this bust was a lot worse because they had 3 years of zero COVID policy. So that's where we are. And what else? Here you go. This is the Toilet Paper Record. This is the front page of the business section. Look at the big stupid picture they put there, because once upon a time, they used to have things called journalists that were writing things, but they fired so many people. Now they put up this stupid little fucking picture like you're looking at a comic book. If landlords can't pay the mortgages on troubled office buildings, the lenders will suffer. Fearing losses, some financial institutions are covertly maneuvering to advance in advance to avoid that fate. And what the banks are doing, they call this extend and pretend by accepting some lenders to hold off on paying their loans. Extend and pretend is exactly what it is. You read this whole article and nothing about the banking bust and barely anything about, nothing about office vacancy rates, office occupancy rates, not a word about it. For investors, the attraction of snapping up discounted commercial real estate loans is that the loans could be worth a lot more if the industry recovers in the next few years. Yeah, if the industry recovers in the next few years, why would it recover? The work-at-home trend is real. Nothing about the banking bust. Supply chain under strain amid strife in Red Sea. That's the language they use. Yeah, it's in strife, all right. It's the Houthis are saying, we'll stop attacking these ships if you stop killing the Palestinians and have a ceasefire. Nah, we're not going to do that. So they condemn the Houthis for trying to save the lives of, it's up to some 40,000 plus Palestinians that have been killed so far. Since October, the cost of moving a 40-foot shipping container from China to Europe has increased to about $7,000 from an average roughly $1,200 before this happened. That's only part of the data. So we're going to see inflation stay with us. And as the wars ramp up, a bad situation is going to become very worse. Here, another one. Top-rated European commercial mortgage debt hit by downturn. Yeah. Investors in several European commercial mortgage bonds that were originally sold with top credit ratings are set to suffer losses, says analysts. The first time since the global financial crisis that the safest tier of this debt has been hit. Nothing about how dangerous this is. You're going to see a banking crisis the likes we've never seen before. It's going to crash the equity markets, and it's going to crash, not crash, it's going to drive gold prices sky high. Again, bank on it, office building bust, a ticking time bomb for banks, but no one anywhere is talking about that. Business Insider, America's real estate market could be in for a big correction, a veteran strategist. Oh, yeah, no shit. And we've only been saying this for how long? Oh, we only called the office building bust in May of 2020 when they started when the lockdowns became real. And so this is going to be the future because that's what we do. We forecast the future. Continued interest rate could bring on a wave of distress. Commercial real estate foreclosures jumped 117% year over year in the first quarter, according to data from ATOM, ATTOM. You're looking at office values have plunged by some 35%. Now, let's imagine if the housing market went down to that. They'd be calling a crisis like, oh, my God. But again, the banksters run the world. And they run the media. Slate Office REIT faces a $158 million debt default amid challenging market conditions. Yep. Ready? Last year, Slate announced his plan to alleviate the REIT of $1.175 billion debt burden by selling 40% of its assets. The move was aimed at generating much-needed cash to repay debt. You ready? However, the demand for office spaces has not rebounded to pre-pandemic levels. No shit. No shit. Again, Bank woes in commercial real estate could ease with rate cuts, says Moody's. You know what that is?
Warning, warning, bullshit alert.
Has nothing to do with rate cuts. Yes, they're what they're paying on interest now, these are interest rate loans, it's double what they were. But it ain't the interest rates that are doing it. Because if the tenants weren't leaving, your office values wouldn't be down 35%, and they'd have the money to pay their loans. All right? So the Fed's aggressive rate hike since 2022 has been a major catalyst, a weakness in rate-sensitive parts of the economy, including the estimated $4.7 trillion pile of outstanding commercial real estate loans. $4.7 trillion. Anyway, H&M warns of a hit to performance. Shares plunge as retailer targets 10% operating, blah, 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 blah. Yep. The company said sales in June are expected to record a decline of 6%. Week after week, month after month, we've been putting out how the retail sector is going down. Some 70% of America's GDP is retail-based, consumer spending, rather. So when the consumers don't have the dough to spend, the economy goes down. Walgreens, they're cutting a significant number of their 8,600 U.S. locations. 8,600. When I was a young guy, they had things called drugstores before these pricks, these arrogant little fucking scumbag shit. Hey, politician, who the fuck are you to tell me what to do? Did away with the antitrust. Oh, and here's the back of the shirt. You could get this by going to trendsjournal.com and go to the shopping thing. They did away with the antitrust laws that allowed the bigs to have everything. Again, there were grocery stores, hardware stores, stationery stores, drug stores. Now they're all chains, one after another. The hospitals, everything, chains, 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 chains. And it ain't changed the love. So going back to Walgreens, oh, their business is going down, huh? Yeah. Consumers turned more pessimistic. Consumers joined businesses and offering a new pessimistic outlook, reflecting more uncertainty about the German economic rebound. Yeah. You know why? It's not a rebound. It's...
That was bullshit.
Yep. And a bunch more on AI. AI devices want more of our data. YouTube in talks with record labels to license music that trains AI composers. Music sucks now. It's all fucking synthesized. Everything's synthesized. We're living in a synthesized world. And it's one of your top trends. And it's one of Joe Duran's books. The synthesized devolution. That's one of your top trends. Again, you know, I loved old jazz. And I listened to these old, you know, I got them on tape decks and little tapes. I used to take them off the radio and then took the host voices off. And you hear one live from Hotel, the Roosevelt Hotel in New York. It's the Glenn Miller Band. Everybody having a gay time. Nope, you're not allowed to say gay anymore. It doesn't mean happy. The Roosevelt Hotel now is filled with migrants. It's right across from Penn Station. Yeah. How glamorous it used to be, the music, and now everything's turned to shit. We got shitheads running the show. Music, AI. And again, the takeovers keep going on. Brookfield to buy known, blah, 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 blah. Pringle Packaging buys this one for $4 billion. And AdNoc closes on a $14.4 billion takeover, one after another. And M&A deals hit $1.5 trillion in the first half. M&A deals. Yeah. M&A, the bigs just keep getting bigger, merger and acquisition, and we, the plantation workers, get poorer. Hamas leader says a deal with no end to war is not an agreement. That's what he said. And it's important that Blinken and Biden keep lying that Israel accepted this deal. They have not. And why wouldn't they want a complete ceasefire? Because Israel is going to keep expanding this war. It's going into Lebanon. They bombed away over Syria last night. And they're going to keep escalating this thing. New German citizens must declare Israel's right to exist. Could you imagine this fucking shit? Could you imagine this fucking shit? How about Palestinians' right to exist? Oh, fuck off, Salenti. A landmark new citizens' law came into force in Germany with an explicit requirement for applicants to declare the state of Israel's right to exist. Anyone who shares that, yeah, this is disgusting. Iran calls for immediate U.S. withdrawal from Syria for region's peace and stability. America has no right being in Syria. I don't care if you like Assad, hate Assad, it's none of my business. But Assad's running the show, and he invited Iran and Russia into Syria. America has no right being there. We're getting ISISs. No, you're not. You're stealing their oil on the eastern coast. Just like I said, you think we would have invaded Iraq if their major export was broccoli? Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has described as scaring in Israel's official statement that there are no civilians in Gaza and all the territories and all our terrorists there starting from 3 years of age. Yep. Is very perturbed when Israel and its leaders began to argue that these methods are quite justified, the killing. He also quoted an Israeli official when the world community called for sparing civilians in Gaza, uttered something like, quote, there are no civilians there. They are all terrorists starting from the age of three. These are terrible words, he said, Lavrov. And the wars just keeps heating up. Pro-Israel groups get big win and aren't done yet. Today's Wall Street Journal. Representative Jamal Bowman, primary loss in New York, was a victory for pro-Israeli groups. APAC Super PAC, the United Democracy Project. How's that Democracy Project? How's that for fucking Orwellian propaganda? Spent $14.6 million in the race, roughly half of the $29.1 million the group has spent this year in primaries and congressional races. Isn't that nice? They call this a democracy. This is the United States that goes overseas and slaughters people all over the world to bring freedom and democracy in a country where you don't got no dough, you can't run for anything. Speaking of, Trump benefactor with $100 million to spare. And they're talking about Adelson. Miriam Adelson. Her husband gave Trump $100 million, and she's given the dough, too. Yep, this is the Adelson. When Trump got the money, moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem and said to Syria, to Israel, you know that land you stole in the 67 war that belongs to Syria? It's yours. That's to Trump. And again, record number of Americans dislike both Biden and Trump, and all you had to do was to watch the fucking freak show that they called a debate, and we called it before it happened with the cover of this week's Trends Journal. Presidential reality show, The Great Debate, Daffy Duck versus Goofy. That's all, folks. Yep. What bullshit? What bullshit? Biden tells Trump told Americans to inject bleach into their arms to treat the COVID-19. Total fucking bullshit, as much as I hate Trump. Total bullshit. The whole thing with Biden and dead out of his mind, again, goofy. I think they're going to pull somebody else. So do a lot of other people. And I think the person is going to be that Cameron, that Gutson, Gavin Newsom. And on Israel, Biden added, we're still pushing hard to get them to accept. That's the deal. The only thing I've denied Israel, saying he gave Israel everything, as Trump is going after him for not giving Israel more, was 2,000-pound bombs. They don't work in a very well-populated area. They killed a lot of innocent people. And we gave them a lot of them, by the way, you know, to kill them. But anyway, we're providing Israel with all the weapons they need and when they need them. Yeah, we're not giving them 2,000 bombs. We're giving them 1,000-pound bombs to kill them with. All the weapons they need to keep slaughtering. Where is the outrage? I'm outraged. And again, we're going to have a rally, a peace and freedom rally. Be there. Four Corners of Freedom. John and Crown Street. Go to Occupy Peace, OccupyPeace.com, and all the information's up there about the rally. OccupyPeace.com and donate. We need money. Scott Ritter wants to make this a million-person march. We want to close down the thruway. We want to get the message out for peace. Because if we don't do it, these pieces of shit are going to get us killed. Trump responded that, quote, Israel is the one that wants to keep going. I don't know what he means by that. He said the only one who wants to keep going is Hamas. This is Trump's words. Quote, Israel is the one that wants to keep going. He said the only one who wants to keep going is Hamas. Actually, Israel is the one that wants to keep going, and we should let them go and let them finish the job. Let them finish the job. Oh, yeah, your son-in-law wants that valuable waterfront property. Yeah, in Gaza, I forgot the finishing the job. Then Trump goes on to say about Biden, he's become like a Palestinian. How disgusting is that? Become like a Palestinian. In other words, the Palestinians are shit to Trump. But they don't like him because he's a very bad Palestinian. He's a weak one. Become like a Palestinian. Yep. And this is from Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper. Trump's comments represent a pivot from his previous public stance on the war, in which he has implored Israel to finish the war quickly while lamenting how Israel is losing, quote, the PR battle. When asked whether he'd support a creation of an independent Palestinian state, Trump said, I have to see. We can't see now? You mean you can bullshit? You're a fucking bullshitter. What a disgrace. What a disgrace this debate was. What a disgrace. And the shit spewing out of Trump's mouth about the best economy the nation ever had. What the fuck are you talking to? Oh, you forgot the repo crisis that was going on during your time? You forgot how the markets were crashing and you forced little Jerome Powell to lower interest rates to artificially prop it up? Oh, you talked about the tax breaks? The tax breaks that went to the 1%, got 64% of them, according to the Tax Policy Center. The tax breaks that you said that were going to inspire the corporations for capital improvements. And it was the biggest year in 2018 of stock buybacks. They got some of it and a lot more in your trends journal. This is very important what's going on. We're giving you everything that you need to keep it going. And tune in the great interview I had with Judge Andrew Napolitano. Go to the, we did it Wednesday. And he's something, boy, there's nobody like him. And also, I support Dennis Kucinich, who's running as an independent congressman in Ohio. So help Kucinich. This man's a real man for peace. He ran for president as president a couple of times as a peace candidate, and he really loves it. Peace. He fights for it. So if we don't give money to help, it's not going to go anywhere. So do what you can. I mean, peace isn't going to go anywhere if you don't give money to help. And that's what we're talking about, Occupy Peace as well. And again, go to Dennis Kucinich's site. And this guy's a real, real hero. And unfortunately, he doesn't get the coverage he deserves. So thanks for tuning in.